Okay, so for today's Dvar Halacha, I'm going to share with you an interesting machlekes that relates to the Malacha of Boirer. One of the Malachas on Shabbos is the Malacha to select and to sort from a mixture. So if you have, let's say, a bowl, and in the bowl you have raisins and peanuts, you like the raisins, you don't like the peanuts, to select the peanuts and push it aside in order to access the raisins is going to be a problem of Boir on Shabbos. You're selecting and separating the bad from the good in a mixture. That's Boir and an Isser Derais on Shabbos. Now, as we see from the Gemara and from the Shulchan Aruch, we need three conditions met in order to allow a person to select on Shabbos. If you want to be Boir, you want to select and sort a mixture on Shabbos, it's going to be permissible if you meet three conditions, and all three conditions need to be fulfilled in order for it to be mutter. So number one, you're removing the good from the bad. You're taking the item that you want, that's the desired item, from the item that you don't want, which is the undesired item. So as long as you're taking the item that you want, so if let's say you have peanuts and raisins, you want the peanuts, you don't like the raisins, you're taking the peanuts from the raisins rather than the reverse. That's condition number one for it to be permissible. Number two, it has to be for immediate use. Now, what's considered immediate use? That's a tremendous machlekes, but it has to be for immediate use. It can't do it for a later use. That's condition number two. Condition number three is that you can't use a kli of boirer, a designated utensil that will help in your sorting. You have to be doing it with your hand. Now, the place can say that even if you do it, let's say, with a fork or with a knife, that's not a problem of doing boirer with kli, because in that case, the utensils merely there for convenience. It's there so your hands don't get dirty and the like. It's not there as an enhanced form of boir. So if you're boir with like a strainer, that's usser, because that's boir bakli, and that's the third condition, that you have to do the boir with your hands rather than with a specialized utensil. So these are the three conditions. Number one, it has to be the good from the bad, the desired from the undesired. It's condition number one. Number two, it has to be for immediate use. Number three, it has to be with your hands rather than with a specialized utensil. That's the three conditions, and the Pesukim explain the rationale behind these conditions. When you have these three conditions met, you're taking the desired from the undesired, you're doing it with your hand, and you're doing it for immediate use, that doesn't constitute a malacha on Shabbos. That's all part of the process of eating. You're just using the regular methods of eating on Shabbos, and it can't be constituted as boir, as a malacha that's forbidden. And be that as it may, that is the basic premise of malachas boir. Now, the interesting machlekes that applies in Hilchos Boirer is regarding, let's say, you have a salt shaker, or you have some utensil that's used to pour salt, and there is rice inside, which helps with the moisturization, etc., of the salt. So the question is, can I use a salt shaker on Shabbos when the holes being used contain the rice, and inevitably when I use the salt shaker on Shabbos to pour salt, rice is being held back via this semi-strainer of the holes and their small size, and maybe that's considered boir bekli. So even if I'm doing it for immediate use, even if I'm doing the good from the bad, I'm taking the salt from the rice, but at the end of the day, it should be a problem because I'm doing boir bekli. I'm using this salt shaker top, which contains the rice. So I'm containing the rice with a kli that enhances the ability to select. And I'm doing this on Shabbos. It should be usher because of Bayer. That's the question. This is a machlekes hapaiskim. Ramosha, in fact, was machmer. Ramosha held this was a case of Bayer bekli, and therefore it's forbidden on Shabbos to use the salt shaker if it has rice that's being contained because of Meleches Bayer by virtue of the fact that it's Bayer bekli. Rabbi Yashiv was Mekel. Rabbi Yashiv held that it was not a problem of Boir Bekli. Now, why? What's the underpinnings of this dispute? Well, Ramosha held, at the end of the day, you are having the rice sorted via a kli, and therefore it should be Boir Bekli. Rabbi Yashiv's argument is that the holes and the top of this salt shaker primarily is meant in order to get the salt out in a convenient way, so it doesn't all spill it at once, and it's done in an orderly fashion. The secondary, ancillary use of the rice being contained is not the main function or primary function of the salt shaker. The main function of the holes and the containment is basically for the salt. And since the main function and the primary use of the salt shaker is for the salt, and that's not a problem of bayir, so even though secondarily you have the rice contained, you don't consider that bayir b'kli. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv, and he was makel to use these salt shakers on Shabbos, even if it contains the rice. Ramesha was machmir. Ramesha was stringent. He held that no, even if it's not the main function and the main use and objective of the salt shaker, at the end of the day, you are using a specialized vessel and utensil to help with the process of sorting, to help with bayir. And therefore, we must constitute that as bayir b'kli, which is forbidden. Halach l'maisa, how do we paskin? So it's machlaikis. It's certainly best to be stringent and abide by the opinion of Ramesha to avoid this particular use of a salt shaker on Shabbos. However, if it's difficult, if there's a shasat chak, there certainly is grounds for leniency based on the fact that other paskim as well subscribe to the lenient view of Rabbi Yashiv that this wasn't the case of bayir b'kli.